Ben Gross and Jeremy Burke here for WZQZ Local News. The Bulldogs roll big in their first playoff game, 49-0 over the visiting St. Francis Knights. Burke, I think at the end of the first quarter, it was 35-0. This one was really over just 2 or 3 minutes into the game, if you want to be honest.
Yeah, Ben, like I said earlier in the game, it was like you just blinked and it was 21-0.
Yeah. It was trying to avenge that loss from last year. When we lost 34-20, Burke, it just every time it seemed like Tryon wanted to run the ball, there was huge holes. Every time they wanted to throw the ball, it was there for the taking. Just in that first quarter alone, Burke, let's see, we had 1, 2, 3 touchdown passes from Cade Smith, 1 to Logan Stokes, a 20-yard pass, and then 2 touchdown passes to Ethan Willingham, 35 yards and 27 yards. And then Toby Maddox had 2 touchdown runs, 8 yards and 7 yards. That was just the first quarter.
Yeah, that was the first quarter.
Tryon kind of throttled back. You could tell Burke in the second quarter. We only had 1 touchdown. Toby Maddox with his 3rd touchdown of the night, a 13-yard run. That made it 42-0 at the half. And then the Young Dogs came in the second half, and Burke, they didn't really let up either.
No. The Young guys had a lot of success too. Also had 2 interceptions. That's another big thing.
Yeah.
I know a Gross guy that's probably pretty happy in the locker room.
Yeah, I try not to brag on my son on radio, but my son got an interception to seal off the game and keep that shutout intact. And, Burke, you know, when a team works so hard like that, keeping that shutout, that's a big deal to them.
It does mean something, especially those older guys. You know, they really root for those young guys to keep that shutout. So that was big.
Well, Burke, we're kind of scoreboard watching tonight. When they hear this in the morning, we'll know for sure who the who we're going to play. It's either going to be Elbert County or Oglethorpe County. Elbert County is the 2 seed, and Oglethorpe is the 3 seed. Elbert County with the lead late in that game. We'll see who that turns out. But one thing we know for sure, Burke, that game, the second-round playoff game, it's going to be played right here at Sam R. McCain Stadium.
Right here at the Cane.
So we'll be scoreboard watching, and we think it's going to be Elbert County, but we'll see if they can hold on to the victory there. And nonetheless, we're going to play a good football team here in the second round. Burke, things are going to get a lot harder next week.
Oh yeah. Enjoy these lopsided victories when you can, but it's not going to be that way for long.
Yeah, playoff victories like this do not come along. But Tryon moves to 11-0 in the season, and they're ranked 2nd in the state according to the AJC, and they will be playing here at Sam R. McCain Stadium next Friday night against Elbert County or Oglethorpe County. We think it's going to be Elbert, but we'll see. We'll have to scoreboard watch as the night ends tonight. Once again, your final score from Tryon: Bulldogs 49, St. Francis 0. For Jim Warnick and Jeremy Burke, this is Ben Gross for WZQZ Local News.